Good morning.
This is a good time of year to kind of focus on this. The lazy days of summer, you might have a little more time to think about these long-term issues.
That's absolutely true. It is true that when you're on vacation, it's real easy to relax and enjoy yourself. But if it's your last vacation before you retire, it might be causing a little bit of angst because you know that paycheck's going to stop.
Exactly. And the closer people get, the more urgent these issues become. Now, you counsel clients, whether retirement's close or quite some ways down the road, you've got some really important information right now. And believe me, I'm taking notes too. What's the first thing a person should do when they start thinking about their strategy for retirement?
Well, it really depends on where you are. If you're pre-retirement, let's say you're in your 40s or 50s, you've got some time. So you really need to be setting goals for yourself right now so that you know sort of what you need to get to. Where do you need to be at that magic age? And it is creeping forward, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. We're living longer. But secondly, if you're really close to retirement age, then it's a completely different set of questions. You need to be really remembering what you saved for. What did you plan to do? And then taking stock of those things and deciding how you're going to accomplish those things in retirement.
And you need to think, too, right, about your ideal retirement. How much money do you need to support the lifestyle you want? What is the lifestyle you want?
That's right. You need to decide, are you going to stay in Jacksonville? Are you going to move? Do you like to travel? Would you rather stay home and spend time with your grandchildren? Identify those things. You know, when we're working, we are thinking and dreaming about retirement. But too often, once we get to the line, we stop dreaming and we just get seized by fear. And then we start to worry, will I be able to do this? I bet I can't do that. And there is a way to get that done.
People always worry they're going to outlive their money.
Absolutely.
Especially if you don't have, most people today don't have a pension.
That's true.
It's scary.
Well, the baby boomers are really the last of the pensioners, we call them. So you'll have the early baby boomers, which still will retire with a pension, and then the late boomers who, unfortunately, most of those pension plans have gone away. So if you're retiring now and you do have a pension, that's a great asset. But if you don't, there are still those boomers are also the savers. So they probably are more prepared than they think, and they just need to sit with someone who can help them put aside their fears and focus on what they really want retirement to be.
And you also counsel, Cindy, that when you have that conversation, you need to determine how you will receive the assets you've built up over time. How does that work for
Absolutely.
Most people?
Well, I know, like many working Americans, we go to work and we expect a paycheck at the end of the week. That's a great way to live. And for 30 or 40 years, we lived that way, by that paycheck. And then suddenly, you're faced at retirement with this lump sum of assets that you've acquired. And because you don't know how long you're going to live, you really begin to get paralyzed. You get paralyzed at that moment about what to do with money. And there are ways to make those assets behave like a paycheck so that it's guaranteed and you have them for the rest of your life, and suddenly you know how to spend. You knew how to do it for 30 or 40 years. You can do it for the next 30.
So you should, if that's your comfort zone, you should keep it that way.
Absolutely.
Set it up to get a regular check.
Absolutely. And if you're a saver, you need to set it up where you can continue to save, because those folks who have saved diligently their entire lives, if suddenly they're not in the position to continue to save money, they will again be paralyzed and will be afraid to spend. So what we do at Stratton & Company is really try to recreate the income from the working years so that you enter into retirement and you can just put that side of retirement aside while you enjoy the fruit of your labor.
And any other tips you have for people out there?
Well, if you're pre-retirement, save. Start saving now,
right,
even if you can only save a little bit. If you're already retired, take a good hard look and examine and see, are you doing those things that you dreamed about, or are you pushing them into the future? If you are, you probably could benefit from coming over to talk with us and let us tell you exactly what it is we do and how we can help you get there.
Well, I'm sure it's a busy time for you. Thanks for giving us a few minutes.
Thank you.